Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 14th of September. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high Plymouth 1032, expected white 1031 by 1800 Saturday. Low 300 miles southwest of Iceland 994, expected Southeast Iceland 987 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Showers, then rain, moderate or good. South at Cira, westerly 3 or 4, backing southerly 4 to 6, showers, good. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, south or southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, south or southwest, but west at first in Dogger. 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Humber, southwesterly, but northwesterly at first in east, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable becoming mainly southwest, 2 to 4, variable, fair, good. Biscay, easterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, fair, good. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far southeast Trafalgar, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, occasional rain later in West Sole, good, occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 4 to 6, fair, occasional rain later in Irish Sea, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Bailey. Rain or drizzle, showers later, good, occasionally poor until later. Fair Isle, west or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, south or southeast, veering southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in west. Rain, good, occasionally poor. The weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, south 6, slight rain, 1 mile, 1019, falling. Stornoway, south by east 5, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1016, falling. Lerwick, southwest by south 2, 22 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 4, 14 miles, 1020, falling. Aberdeen, south 3, 27 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, rain, 6 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Boomer, south by west 2, 32 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 1, 1029, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 1, more than 27 miles, 1031. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, North Northwest 3, 1031, rising slowly. Jersey, North by East 1, 35 miles, 1032, rising more slowly. Scilly Automatic, South Southwest 4, 14 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Southwest 3, 24 miles, 1030, now falling. Aberporth, South by West 3, 27 miles, 1029, now falling. Valley, Southwest by South 5, 11 miles, 1027, steady. Liverpool Crosby, South by East 4, 15 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valencia, South by East 4, moderate drizzle, 1 mile, 1026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, South Southwest 4, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Malin Head, South by West 6, 27 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, South Southeast 4, rain, 9 miles, 1022, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 13th of September. The general situation, high pressure continues to build from the west, bringing light winds to many southern areas. Into Saturday, a strong southwesterly flow will develop across northwestern waters with gales at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, occasional rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable becoming southwesterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming southwesterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable becoming southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less at first in east. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain and drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Radio 4 is about to pop off for a rest for a few hours. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly for global business news from Business Matters. And if that's not your thing, don't forget Radio 4 Extra reaches the parts of nighttime broadcasting that Radio 4 fails to reach. Over there, shortly, the conclusion of our Lord Peter Wimsey story, The Unpleasantness at the Bologna Club. We're back at 5.20 in the morning. Chris Aldridge will have news briefing for you at 5.30. We hope you'll be able to join us at some point tomorrow. I'm not going to miss the Archive on 4 programme tomorrow night, Bowie in Berlin, telling the story of David Bowie's move abroad in 1976 that saved his life and career. But there's plenty of good stuff throughout Saturday. Until then, from me, Richard Evans, and all of us here at BBC Radio 4, have a peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Canada and Pakistan. Coming up, we're looking at Pakistan's economy. It's been faltering, but it's now picking up.
Look, in the business community, their confidence is improving and there are leading indicators. For instance, stock market has doubled in the last 14, 15 months.
We'll hear from the economist who's been asked by the Pakistan government to get the economy back on track. So what is his plan? And China, which has some of the lowest retirement ages in the world, has announced that people will have to work for longer.
I think from a wider perspective, I understand it, but I might find it a bit tiring.
We'll be asking our guests, what age would they like to stop working? Wouldn't mind stopping myself soon? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's get the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden and the British Prime Minister say they've had in-depth talks about Ukraine but have yet to announce any response to Kyiv's plea to use long-range Western missiles against targets in Russia. Keir Starmer said their meeting at the White House was about overall strategy rather than any particular step or tactic. Here's Chris Mason.
Ukraine craves the chance to use Western missiles not merely within its own borders, but beyond them into Russia. President Biden's cautious about it, fearful it could haul America and others into direct conflict with Moscow. The UK has been making the case it's a necessary step. As he left the White House, the Prime Minister wouldn't be drawn on whether agreement was near. There won't necessarily be any announcement about any decision. The first it might become clear authorization has been granted could be when Russia is hit.
Donald Trump has promised to carry out mass deportations of Haitian and other immigrants from the Midwestern town of Springfield in Ohio if he wins the U.S. election in November.
In Springfield, Ohio, 20,000 illegal Haitian migrants have descended upon a town of 58,000 people, destroying their way of life. So people don't like to talk about it because even the town doesn't like to talk about it. I can say this, we will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio.
Mr. Trump was addressing a news conference in California shortly after President Biden rebuked him for spreading a false social media story that immigrants in the town had been eating people's pets. Springfield is reported to be tense after comments about the town's large Haitian immigrant community circulated online. Pope Francis has criticised both candidates for the US presidency, saying they're both against life. The Pope, who doesn't usually comment on US politics, criticised both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris for their policies